In its just-released 2023 legislative scorecard, the group Montana Conservation Voters is critical of Governor Greg Gianforte's veto of a popular conservation bill and other issues it calls key to a healthy democracy. Montana Conservation Voters supports the current legal action to overturn the veto of Senate Bill 442, which would have used marijuana sales tax revenue for habitat and water conservation, veterans programs, public land access, and county road repair, among other things. MCV Board Chair Jock Conningham argues the governor thumbed his nose at a responsible political process and listened to special interest groups instead of average Montanans.
We hope that the governor's office learns to respect the voters and the legislators they elect and not play this kind of game that he's playing by denying the opportunity for an override.
In his veto note, Gianforte said the bill created a slippery slope and the illusion that the state would accept responsibility for things that local governments have been responsible for funding. Cunningham argues that given some of the governor's other efforts, Gianforte had conservation groups in his sights. But in the legislative scorecard, Cunningham notes there were some voter victories, including rebuffing efforts to require candidates to declare their party affiliation in judicial races and defeating a bill to allow the governor to appoint Supreme Court justices instead of allowing voters to elect them.
The most egregious attacks on democracy were fought back. There were just some straight power grab bills.
Nearly 1,700 bills were introduced during the Montana legislative session. 802 passed. Both of those numbers are among the lowest totals in the last decade. The lawsuit over the veto of Senate Bill 442 remains in court. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.